this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us tonight. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and tonight being no exception, a great program lined up for you. In hour number two, I've really been looking forward to this. We had scheduled Keith Komos to come back. He is the co-author of the book on the Golden State Killer. And if you remember, we had him with us. It was maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And then as fate would have it, the Golden State Killer was arrested using a very interesting method of matching DNA to a DNA database. We're going to get into all of this in hour number two as we focus entirely the entire hour tonight, hour number two, on the Golden State Killer. What a fascinating story, and how it brings it all the way to present day with him being behind bars tonight. Just a fascinating story. Next week, our guest in hour number two is our good friend Jerome Corsi. He'll be here to talk about his new book, Killing the Deep State. A lot to get into this hour. Here's what's on my list. As I always give you the disclaimer, I might not get to it all, but I've got some things to say tonight about Starbucks, about the death spiral that Sears is in. Vermont is actually paying people to move there. What's that about? Student loans and bankruptcy. The FBI has yet another black eye. We'll talk about that. And what's happening in Greece and Italy, and why it may, in fact, affect us here in the U.S. Some really troubling things happening over in Europe, financial developments. We'll have that, and just a lot to get into in hour number one. Also, I've got a little Bitcoin news here for you. We'll try to get to that as well. I want to start in this first segment today by talking about driving. And you might say, hey, I thought this show was about current breaking news and events. Well, it actually is, because our son today walked away from what could have been a fatal car accident. And I'm kind of coming to the mic tonight very stressed out at the day that we had. I got the phone call from him early this afternoon that he was in an accident on Interstate 4 just as he was getting to the point of exiting Interstate 4, which ends near the Daytona area. And it's a really dangerous stretch of about 2 to 3 miles where Interstate 4 actually ends and I-95 picks up. And because of the way this is designed, you actually have a lot of time standing vehicles in this stretch of highway. And if you're not paying attention, you come around this big corner and then everything stops. So you're going 75 miles an hour. Some people going a lot faster than that. You come around this big corner and all of a sudden the cars are all sitting there. And that's in fact what happened today. And he was sitting completely stopped in the traffic jam there on Interstate 4 and was hit from behind by a Ford F-150 at full speed. And I posted the pictures tonight on my Facebook page. If you want to take a look at it, my name on Facebook is James L. Paris, and I made it a public post so you can go there and take a look at the video. But it got me to thinking today about how much we take for granted in terms of driving. We all get in the car and we're going to go from point A to point B. We never really think about that we might not make it from point A to point B. We don't think about accidents or life-changing injuries or even losing our life in the car. It's just something that, you know, I think we all know of stories of people who have had such events. Our family has had some really horrible car crashes. Our daughters were in a car crash a few years ago. They were run off of Interstate 4, bumped off the highway. Their car was flipped upside down, slid into the woods, and they were able to walk away from that accident. Our son today was able to walk away from this accident. But we don't think about this when we're driving. We don't think about the risks that we're taking. And we also don't think about how we can avoid those risks, how we can reduce those risks. So obviously, being a defensive driver, wearing your seatbelt, all of those things. But there's not much you can do when you're stopped in traffic and you're at the mercy of the guy behind you that may not be paying attention. And I have to tell you that, you know, after I picked my son up today, we were on the way back, up here to Palm Coast, which is about a good 45 minutes to an hour drive to get him off the highway. His car was totaled. So I was driving him home and I'm pulling up to an intersection, and I kid you not, there were two cars in front of me, and it was a red light, and all three of us, myself, the car in front of me, and then the first car, we all had our right blinker on, you know, to do the right hand turn on red, which is allowed here in Florida and in most states. So the first car makes a move and makes the right hand turn. The second car, which is in front of me, doesn't move. It literally just stays there. And I waited a moment. I didn't want to be rude and beat my horn right away, so I waited. No movement. I beat my horn, and I could see the young lady look up at me in the rearview mirror and then look back down to her lap. Clearly, she was texting. But she didn't move. She just kept her head down, continued to text, continued to block the turning lane, continued to not move up and even take the space of the first car that had turned. So I beat my horn a second time, and she didn't even look up the second time, and then a third time. And finally, she decided to move ahead and make the right hand on red. There was no traffic coming, so it was clearly, you know, just open for her to go. But she was texting. And as much as, you know, I'm against, I really am, I'm very much a libertarian when it comes to a lot of things. And as much as I'm against the idea of the government intervening in this whole texting thing, maybe now I've changed my mind. Maybe there needs to be some kind of a technology in our cell phones that prevents us from getting data while we're driving. Maybe the exception being internet radio. I don't know how they would do that, but no more Facebook in the car, no more texting in the car. And I'll plead guilty right here that I've done it. But clearly this car today that hit our son, this was someone that wasn't paying attention. That was going at top speed in a big truck, one of these big four-door trucks. I mean, these are trucks so big they don't even fit into regular parking spaces. And just plowed into the back of our son's car. There were, I guess, two motorcyclists that were also stopped in traffic, and they were also affected by this accident. And they were taken away in an ambulance. So we still don't know at this hour what may have happened to them. One other thought, though, is if you have an area where you live, where you know that it's very likely there's a high risk of accidents in that area, whether it's a certain intersection or a certain stretch of road, have you thought about maybe avoiding it, taking a different route? This is something that I posted on my Facebook. I am no longer going to take this particular route. There's a way to exit off of Interstate 4 onto State Road 92 coming into Daytona and take an extra 5 or 10 minutes to get home, but avoid this stretch, which is so fraught with so many deadly and critical car accidents. Something we can do, right? Choose to take another route when you know there's an area that's very high risk for accidents. We'll take a break. We'll be back. A lot more news. Don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and don't miss it. Hour number two tonight, we have a full hour with an update on the Golden State Killer. And it was fascinating. I saw a picture of the Golden State Killer, the alleged Golden State Killer, I should say. I saw a picture of him in his jail cell, the most perplexing expression on his face. And you just wonder, it's one of those where you want to put the caption there. And you just have to think, after all these years and all of the crimes that this individual, if they have the right guy, allegedly got away with, and then they caught him through this most interesting method of capturing, using DNA, using a method of looking, of matching that into a DNA database, connecting that to some family members, and then finally connecting it to him. I'm probably equally as interested in that whole method that was used to catch him as I am in the case itself. And all of that tonight will be discussed and more in hour number two. Well, I watch CNN a lot, and my family always asks me, why in the world do you watch CNN? Because, I mean, it is now really graduated to a point that it's just not legitimate anymore. It's not even what we used to say. CNN was slanted to be liberal, like a liberal perspective. You can't even say that anymore. You can't even be that nice anymore. You really have to look at it as complete out-and-out propaganda, which is why I watch it, because I always find it fascinating. I guess I'm still ceased to be amazed at what levels they go to, but yet claim to be an objective news source. For example, I noted that in the last day or two, as I've been watching CNN, they're now making reference to the upcoming summit with the North Korean dictator. They're making reference to the summit as the, quote, on again, off again summit, end quote. And you just have to think, obviously, what Trump did worked. He's a born negotiator, and he called off the deal. And if you have read his book, The Art of the Deal, the only way to negotiate is you have to be willing to walk away from a deal. If the other side knows that you're never going to walk away, then you can't negotiate, because that's what a negotiation is, right? It's either we work something out, or I'm walking away. If there's no I'm walking away, you don't have a negotiation. You just have a surrender meeting is what you're having. You're just surrendering to the other side's demands is all that's happening. And I've been through a lot of intense business negotiations in my life. It's no fun. But I can tell you that this idea that you have to be willing to walk away from a deal is absolutely true. If the other side senses even a little bit that you want the deal so bad that you're going to bend and you're going to give in to make the deal happen, and this is exactly what the media started criticizing Trump about in the early stages of this, that Trump wanted this deal so bad, he was going to give in and give Kim Jong-un anything he wanted. So that was the first narrative. Then the narrative transitioned to when Trump called off the deal, called off any summit. Then there was criticism. Well, you see that? You know, there he goes again. He's making a knee-jerk reaction. So he was giving in too much, too desperate to have the deal. When he walked away from the deal, then he, was acting without proper diplomatic means. He was had a knee-jerk reaction. You heard all of that. Well, now, because he did walk away from the deal, and now the deal's back on, instead of just reporting, hey, the summit is back on. And, this is something my wife and I have talked about. There are some people, and CNN clearly would fall into this category, that hate Trump so much that they actually would rather see, for example, a nuclear North Korea. They would rather see a nuclear war in Asia. They would rather see that than to see Trump succeed at anything. You would think there would be a point where the stakes were so high, which can they be any higher than in this situation with North Korea? You would think, though, that there would be a point where the stakes were so high that we would all say, you know what, we're all Americans, and maybe you didn't vote for Trump, maybe you don't like Trump, but you're now going to kind of fall in line and we're all going to support the president and we're all going to root for this kind of a deal to come together. I mean, can you imagine just historically, if this is the only thing that Trump accomplished, not to mention 3.8% unemployment, the future forecast for the economy. I mean, say what you will, but the results speak for themselves. But there is a faction, including much of the media, that literally would rather see a nuclear war than they would than to see Trump succeed. And so this is CNN's latest way of referring to the summit, the quote on again, off again summit. That's now what they're calling it. They don't have an official intro yet. the on again, off again summit. You know, you see the graphic. They're not going that far with it, but they might as well. All right. And Starbucks. We all know that Starbucks had their big racial sensitivity training this last week, which has confused a lot of people, including me, because we've yet to be given any evidence that the episode, the incident that happened in Philadelphia several weeks ago, that in any way it was racial, that in any way that those two individuals that came in, that refused to buy anything, that wanted to use the bathroom, that were asked to leave multiple times and said no, that told the police they would not leave when they were asked to leave multiple times. We've yet to be given any evidence that that was had anything to do with them being African-American. I have not seen any evidence. For example, is there any evidence that would show that only African-Americans in that store were asked to leave and not white, Caucasian, or people of other races were able to go in and not have the same treatment? If there is evidence of that, I've yet to see it. What evidence is there of Starbucks as a chain, as a nationwide chain, treating African Americans any different than other races? I don't know if there being any other, you know, any evidence of that either. I'm not saying it's not true. I mean, maybe Starbucks is a racist organization. I just haven't seen any evidence of it. So if you go online tonight, if you go to YouTube, and I posted this on my social media, so it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, you can watch this documentary. It's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes long that the Starbucks employees were forced to watch. And I know we've got a break coming up here, and I'll get into a little bit more after the break, but it was literally as if we were transported back in time and we are being asked to believe that in today's society, 2018, that African-Americans are like being sprayed with water hoses and blocked from going into businesses and restaurants and these kinds of things. That's literally what this documentary is trying to portray. I'll have more on that. We've got a lot more news tonight. We'll be back.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so we are back going through some of the news stories here. I guess Bill Clinton is back in the news. He has co-authored a novel with James Patterson. That's a yawner. Definitely not buying that. all right, back to the Starbucks story. So, all right, here's the video. If you want to watch this video for yourself, maybe you'll have a different reaction to it than I did. What they do is, the video is if you want to find it on YouTube, type in Stanley Nelson, Story of Access. Stanley Nelson, Story of Access. And if you watch it, what you see is all this grainy footage from back in the day, back during the civil rights struggle in this country, when African Americans were denied a seat at the lunch counter, were denied integration into schools, and were horribly mistreated. All that's true, and it's shameful, and all of that was wrong, all of it. But then what we have here is you have these grainy historical video clips juxtaposed with modern day color film clips of people. Basically, the implication is they all share their different stories, present day stories interlaced with this old footage. And the implication, at least what I got from it, was that like nothing has changed. Like we're still back in the 1950s and 1960s. And I'm sorry, I just... I know liberals want to believe that. They want to ignore that we elected and then reelected an African-American president. They want to ignore all of the progress we have made in this country. It's not perfect. Are there African-American people mistreated today? Absolutely. Are there racists still in our society? Absolutely. But the portrayal here seems clearly to communicate that things have not changed, and we're really back where we were, you know, in 1950. And I just don't buy it. And I also don't see the connection to this incident at the Starbucks in Philadelphia, again, where you had two African-American men who came in, and this particular store's policy, which, by the way, and we've said it many times, Starbucks had no national policy about loitering. They left it up to each store. So if anyone was racially insensitive, it was not that individual store or that individual store manager. It was Starbucks as a corporation, as a nationwide organization that had no policy. And now all of a sudden, that individual store manager is being blamed. This is being turned into a racial incident. And I see no evidence that it ever was a racial incident. It was a matter of two men. I mean, why are we not calling it a sexist incident? Because they were men, right? So why is it just an African-American incident? Couldn't it be an insensitivity towards men? Why are men not marching? That this was because these two people were men. They were kicked out because they were men. No, they were kicked out because Starbucks did not have a national policy on loitering. They left it to each individual store. And based on that store's location, that store made a decision that if you don't buy something, you're not allowed to use the restroom and you're not allowed to sit there. Now, you know, you have to think, what person, there are some low cost things you can buy. You know, I go to Starbucks, you can get like a regular cup of coffee for like a couple dollars. You can buy, you know, maybe a bottle of water for $2. If you're going to sit there, you know, for any period of time and not buy anything, I mean, right there, that has to tell you something about a person, that you're going to go into a business, you're going to sit down and take up space, and you're not going to spend any money. You know, to me, this is not a racial incident. It's a matter of a business making a decision, having a policy, no purchase, no bathroom, no purchase, no taking up table space. That was the policy. And I've yet to see any evidence that this is anything that can be compared to what happened in the 1950s and the 1960s. It is literally like jumping the shark. And from some of the accounts I have read, the people most offended and most traumatized by this were many of the African-American employees that were forced to watch some of this just horrible footage of police officers beating African-American protesters. These were all horrible times, no doubt. But as an employee who's an African-American, should you be forced to watch that type of a violent video? Should you be forced to do that? I mean, you can make the argument that everyone should watch those things, as horrible as they are, because there's a lesson to be learned. Okay, I get that. You could say we should watch the horrible things Hitler did because there's a lesson. I get that. But on the clock, should you be forced to watch that? I mean, it should certainly be part of our education, but to force people to watch it. And again, you know, I'm just reading the accounts that the people most traumatized by it. And there's a lot of, you know, many thousands, the 8,000 locations of Starbucks were closed for several hours to go through all this. This video was part of it. There was like an employee workbook. There were, you know, discussion groups, and you had to answer questions about how you might be racist and not even realize that you're racist. And this is all because of what happened at the one location, which even if they did a training for that one location, I would wonder why. Because again, there's no evidence that any of this was racially motivated any more than it was because they were two men. they were kicked out. You know, I don't know. It just never ceases to amaze me how far liberals will run with these kinds of things. The video, I think it's interesting to always watch history. I love history. I love watching any history, good, bad, or whatever, because it's instructive. But to force people to watch that violent video and to juxtapose those old black and white video clips with present day video testimonials of people suggesting that things haven't changed, that we're where we were in 1950. I just don't buy it. It's just not factual. And I just don't know how anybody can really see things that way today. Do we still have some room to grow as a nation? Absolutely. Are we still racist in some ways? I think we are. But I think as a society, I think we can now step forward and look back and say, you know what? It's not 1950. It's 2018. And we've certainly come a long way. And if we can't also look at our progress and continue to go back to 1950, 1960, and suggest that we haven't made the progress we've made, I think is equally a disservice to the African-American community as well. All right, so we skip ahead here and clear my throat there with my cough button. I want to talk a little bit about Sears. So I was reading an article today about Sears, and the headline is that Sears, the death spiral, as they call it, the Sears death spiral is increasing. And this is an article from, it says Sears Holdings death spiral accelerates. And they go on here to talk about Sears having, I think, something like 38 consecutive losing quarters. The company's absolutely going down the tubes. And they're closing again another large number of physical locations. And people are actually talking about the end of Sears as we know it. And this is not just Sears. There are other stories I want to get into after the break of other retailers closing up. It just raises a lot of questions about what's going to happen to all this retail space. And have we really become a country that just buys everything online? And where do we go from here? All of that and more. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so much news to get to here. I almost can't squeeze it all in. Disney is negotiating with their union. It looks like they're going to get a $15 per hour minimum wage for Disney World workers. That ain't bad. I mean, when you think about it, $15 an hour. So that means if you work 40 hours, that's like a $30,000 a year job. Plus you get insurance and all that. I mean, that's more than a teacher gets paid in a lot of areas, a starting teacher. And, hey, Disney makes a lot of money. They really do. They've got union employees to deal with, but you just got to wonder if this gets approved, this $15 an hour. I don't know what their minimum is now, but $15 an hour is a high wage for Central Florida. Let's say it goes through. How quickly do you think Disney's going to move to raise the ticket prices again? Or maybe it's going to be, what, a $10 hot dog when you get hungry. Wow, you just don't know. Okay, going back to this issue of what's going on with Sears, and a lot of people have opinions on this. I have some people on my Facebook page that are really upset with me because I buy a lot of things on Amazon. To begin with, they don't like Amazon because they don't like Jeff Bezos. They don't like his politics and all of that. So that's sort of the baggage there. But then there's this group of people that view buying online as sort of disloyal to your local economy. So if you buy something online, you are hurting your neighbors, your local business owners. The thing, though, that is not factored into all of that is you might have local neighbors that have online businesses. So the myth is that the online businesses you're buying from are all somewhere else, that there are none in your own community, which, you know, I'm sure in every community, there are tons of people working from home running online businesses. But here we go again, Claire's, which is a really big name in the malls. And I can't tell you the last time I was at a mall, and I don't know. It seems like, are we going to maybe see malls going away at some point? Will this be something that we'll tell our grandkids about? Yeah, there used to be a, big building you could go to with all kinds of stores in it, and it was called a mall. I mean, maybe that's going to happen. But there's so much discussion now online about repurposing malls, turning them into office buildings or apartment complexes or who knows what. But Claire's is closing another 130 stores. They're in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sears is literally swirling around the drain. And whenever this issue comes up and we talk about Sears, my wife and I, my wife's a little bit older than me, but we both remember when we were growing up, you would get the Sears catalog. And, you know, I remember many Christmases where I dog-eared pages in the Sears catalog to show my parents what I wanted for Christmas. And there was even a time in the last, I don't know, 70, 80 years, where you could buy a house from the Sears catalog. I'm not kidding you. An entire house would be delivered, a kit that would be delivered to you, and you would assemble that. And there's a lot of neighborhoods in this country, even up in St. Augustine, there are houses there that were built, that are still standing, that are Sears mail order catalog houses. And for people that lived on farms, much of America's rural areas were served by Sears. It was the Sears catalog. You would dream as you went through the Sears catalog about what you might be able to buy. And you could send in, at that time, it would be a money order is how you would send your money in. There was no using credit cards years ago, and you just send in a money order or a check. And it would take sometimes 6 weeks to get your item, and a box would show up and there would be your item. And that's how many people lived in this country. And it's interesting to me because I kind of have mixed feelings about it. Do we lament that things are changing? Do we look back and say, I wish things were still the same? I mean, I wish that we didn't have an Amazon.com and that, you know, I wish we didn't have Home Depot and we just had the local family hardware store. Or is that just unrealistic to be looking back and thinking that we can ever go back to those days? Can we ever go back to those days where, you know, a Best Buy is going to come into a town and buy a big giant box store the size of a grocery store? Is that over now that we have Amazon and we have online? I mean, I think it is. And honestly, I'll tell you the truth. And I tell my followers on Facebook the same thing. I'm not ashamed to admit that I go with the best deal. I've really never been one to buy something and pay more for it because I was trying to, I mean, okay, exception, Boy Scout cookies and Girl Scout cookies. I'm not sure I'm buying those anymore though, after it's no longer the Boy Scouts, but generally I go with the best deal. So if I can get the same, I go on Google and I put in the name of a product. If I could get it for $5 or $10 or $20 cheaper, I'll go with that. And I buy a lot of things on Amazon because with the free shipping, it turns out to be the deal. All right, moving ahead here. So what's going to happen to all this retail space? That's really my point. I don't know. And we're really at a point, a major change happening in America. And you just don't know what's going to happen to all this real estate. All right, student loan debt. A lot of discussion going on right now about maybe some changes, some modification to the laws that deal with student loans in bankruptcy. And this is because there are so many people that can't pay their student loans. And student loans generally are not able to be discharged in bankruptcy, one of the very few debts. However, there is a provision that says that the judge in a bankruptcy can discharge the debt if it presents a quote-unquote undue hardship. However, that is not defined anywhere in the law. So that, up until now, has been left up to the judge to decide. There is now a lot of talk about amending the law that references student loans and bankruptcy in the federal bankruptcy code to get into more details about what actually is an undue hardship. And then maybe we're going to open up the floodgates for people to be able to file for bankruptcy on their student loans. And again, I've got mixed feelings on it. But I think if individuals are allowed to file for bankruptcy, on their student loans, maybe the lending process will be a little bit more careful. Right now, since you can't discharge it, it's almost like anybody can get almost an unlimited amount of student loans. This is where you read about the ridiculous stories of people ending up with $200,000, $250,000 of student loans. And these are kids that generally don't run the numbers and don't realize that even if they get that degree, they're not going to be able to pay that money back. It doesn't make economic sense to pay that much for that degree based on what you're going to earn in that career. And that's really the fraud that's being committed on a lot of young people. And then this in from Denver, another FBI black eye. So I believe it was last night, an FBI agent was out on the at the nightclubs last night, out in the town at a nightclub. And the video is online. You can see it. Everyone's surrounding this FBI agent whose face is blurred out in the picture. And he's doing this big dance. It's almost like Saturday Night Fever. And this is John Travolta, this FBI guy. So he decides at the end of his dance to do a backflip, at which time his service revolver comes flying out of his pants onto the floor. But stay with me. Wait for it. It gets better. In picking up his firearm, he discharges a round and hits someone in the leg. A non-fatal injury, kind of a minor, a flesh wound, if you will. But can you imagine the carelessness of someone, if this is true, and allegations are allegations allegedly, if it's true that he did a backflip with a firearm in his belt, I mean, who does that? FBI agent. All right. A lot of things going on right now in Europe that you need to keep a close eye on. In fact, this is why this past week, Bitcoin has slowly moved back up to almost $8,000 because people are moving money out of Europe. A lot of things happening right now. Brexit is starting to become implemented in the UK. A lot in the news about that. But also Greece is running up against a deadline here in a matter of days on their debt restructuring. A lot of serious problems in Greece. And then Italy just put in place a very progressive new government. Many people predicting that Italy could very well pull out of the EU just like the UK did. And that would be really the end of the EU and the euro. And so all of this pushing Bitcoin higher. Good news for those of us that own Bitcoin. All right, a little bit of a break here for news and announcements. We'll be back to talk about the Golden State Killer in hour two. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.